Pardon, o lieba, o draga, o sladka, sloboda, o lieba, o draga, o sladka, sloboda. Grazie.
It's the new C103 Cork, and that is U2, the Little House from the late great Pavarotti, and that is Miss Smiling Over, and it is the choice of Barbara Kavanagh, who joins me this evening. Tune into English.com, it's an English business, and he's back in Cork, his home country, his home county, his home city, at the moment, so dropped by to play his favourite tunes and have the wee chat with us. So Fergal, why did you choose that one? And I know you're a big U2 fan.
Well, yes, it is because I'm a big U2 fan that I chose that, of course, and also the very reason why I am in Italy now. Now, let me explain that. I was in Greece teaching English. I had already lived in Italy, in Florence, for a number of months. But after a year in Greece, I had decided it was time to move to Prague. So I stopped off to see a friend in 1994 in Milan, just for a few days. And while I was there, I met an Irish girl. We were out for drinks, and she said, you know that U2 are actually playing in Modena next week with Pavarotti. I said, hang on a second, U2 with Pavarotti? That sounds wonderful. I really have to see that. So she said, yes, the date was in September. I thought, oh, but my contract in Prague is supposed to begin before that. So I did a quick calculation. I thought, okay, Prague, cold, Czech money, not that good. Didn't know anybody, didn't speak any of the language. Milan, the lira was a bit stronger than the Czech currency. I spoke a little bit of the language, had some very good friends there. The weather was a lot better. And of course, U2 and Pavarotti were going to be playing the very next week. So this song, the version which we just played, is the version they played that night, the first ever public performance of it. It was actually Bono, The Edge, Brian Eno and Pavarotti together. The version we just heard is the actual version that was performed for the first time ever that night. Last week in Naples, Brian Eno opened an exhibition, so I met him at that exhibition. So in a way, the circle has come, the story has come full circle now, so yeah. That's why I chose that song.
And more name dropping there with Brian Eno, you know.
Oh, I've loads of name dropping coming up now. Loads of name
how many times have you seen U2 live in all? Because it's been a few times, hasn't it?
Well, that's a good question. Now, I think anybody who grew up in Ireland in our generation will have seen U2 many, many times. The first time I saw them was in Porquíquiv back in 1987. And since then, that would have been the Joshua Tree tour. And I'd say I have seen them on every tour but one since then. So I'd say it's about 7 or 8 times, which is not loads and loads and loads, but it's quite a few.
And which was the one that you missed and why?
I missed the Elevation one. The reason was that for a while I was actually a DJ on national radio in Italy, a dream that I'd always had since I was a young lad. I used to be taping myself on the radio and on the tape recorder in my bedroom and playing songs. So
I used to do that too.
Great times. Great times. So I wish I could find some of those tapes and hide them away indeed.
Of course. I think mine got taped over eventually. So, you know, which is quite a shame, really.
But yes, I was on this radio, which had a listenership of about 3 or 4 million people every day. It was wonderful experience. U2 were playing in Turin, which is quite a long way away from Naples, where this radio was based. And I asked for permission to have time off to go up and see them. Initially, I had a free ticket and everything through the radio. Initially, they said, yeah, no problem. 2 days before I was due to leave, they said, look, we need you to fill in on the Saturday, the day of the gig. I was gutted, but I was living the dream on the radio, so, you know, it was one thing or the other.
Yeah.
But I subsequently saw them in 2005 on the Vertigo tour, when I thought I would just be going to a sort of a cabaret show. And I must say, it was actually one of the best concerts I've seen in recent times. They still have it. They still have it.
What do you mean you thought you were going to be going to a cabaret show?
Well, in the sense that U2, we've seen them so many times. Mm. They've been around for so long. I didn't think that it would be as good as it was. It blew me away. It was wonderful.
Super. Let's hope they will be doing the same then when they release their next album, which is later this year. And no doubt hopefully will go on tour as well, and no doubt you will have a ticket straight away. And big fan of live music. You say that the Vertigo tour was perhaps the favourite of the U2 concerts maybe that you've seen, but what other acts that you've seen live have really left you going, wow?
Oh, that's a tricky one. A tricky one. There are many, many. Let's just go back to Pavarotti, actually. I only saw Pavarotti that one time, but my cousin came to visit me in Naples in May and insisted that I take him to the opera. Now, as you know, the opera in Italy is huge. So I decided to go and see Verdi, the Lombards on their first crusade. And it's not the typical concert that I would go to, but I must say I left there with shivers going up my spine, or down my spine, all over my spine. It just shows, you know, that we're getting older, different tastes.
Speak for yourself. Yes, but as I say earlier, eclectic tastes, it's all good. We're going to hear another one of your important songs. I don't know if I should say favourite songs or important songs to you, because you've so many favourites.
It's impossible to pick just six songs, Martina, in fairness now. So this next song, right, well, we were talking about live music, so just to continue on that thread, I went to visit my brother in Santa Monica in California last year. And the day I arrived, he picked me up at the airport and he said, tonight, Patti Smith is going to be playing here, a free gig on the pier. I was like, wow, Patti Smith. I love Patti Smith. So I went to see the concert. Wonderful, wonderful show. Afterwards, they announced that Patti Smith would be signing autographs. So I thought, cool, I'd love to meet Patti Smith. A little bit worried about meeting her because I don't know if you know the story. In 1995, Bono from U2, for those who don't know, introduced her on the MTV Awards or Q Magazine Awards and said, oh, Patti Smith, she's like a mother to me. Patti Smith came on and said, Bono, I'm not your mother. Sort out your own problems. So she's a prickly woman, you know, you have to be very careful. And I was told, you know, no questions, no questions. So I went up to her anyway and I said, Patti, I remember seeing you in Naples 3 years ago when you played with REM. And she looked at me and she said, ah, I remember that. That was a good gig. So I thought, wow, I've connected with Patti Smith. Fergal 1, Bono 0. But the reason I've chosen this song is because I live in Italy. The summer is just such a wonderful, wonderful time in Italy where, you know, we just spend our time on the beach, dancing barefoot. That's the name of the song. So the weather here in Cork hasn't been that wonderful. Looking forward to going back, taking my shoes off and going dancing barefoot.
I'm going to hear it in a moment, as is everyone else. In just a moment, here on the new C103 Cork, Patti Smith on the way.